Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know what time it is, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network on a Thursday. Good morning to you. We're live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Michael Jenkins. My partner in crime is Chelsea Messenger. She's live in Nashville. I'm live in D.C. Coming up in our final hour, back to the gridiron we go. Tonight's duel in the desert. Cardinals, Seahawks, Thursday Night Football. We'll tell you what the plays we like in that game. In 20 minutes, we'll bring everyone in and make our picks this week in our NFL Survivor Pool, and we'll wrap things up with our best bets at 8:40. Also, we welcome in our audience on Stadium. We always stream our final hour. If you want to do that, easy to do. Just download the Bally Sports Live app along with ValleySportsLive.com. You can find us on the web as well. Chelsea, let's dive right into this game because I know how it is. When there's a big game on the schedule, not only do you have some picks, but you got some props that you want to hand out as well. So let's do it. Seahawks and the Cardinals. The Seahawks laying a point. The Seahawks minus 115. Now minus 125 on the money line. So a little money coming in on Seattle. Cardinals are plus 105, and your total is set at 43.5. I think I'm going to go with Seattle here. Are you going to talk me off of it?
I don't think so. But I do have a lot of question marks about both of these teams. Now, just off the bat, situationally speaking, it does make me feel a little uneasy taking a road team on a short week, you know, when you're looking at the Seahawks. But then you look at this Cardinals team, and I understand both these teams are 2-1, but the quarterbacks that the Cardinals have faced, Spencer Rattler, Bryce Young and the Panthers, Mac Jones and the Niners, and they didn't even win that game. So it's tough to look at their, you know, schedule and deduce a lot from the stats at hand. And even playing these bad teams, the Cardinals offense has looked very pedestrian. And it's not going to be an easy matchup going against a Seahawks defense that's allowing the third fewest yards per carry of any team to opposing rush offenses. So I do think that the Seahawks on paper look like the better team, but I've seen this story before where people underestimate Kyler Murray and the Cardinals simply because it's a team a lot of people do not care about. So I do think this line is correct because I think a lot of people look at this line and say, oh, the Seahawks are going to win by like 2 touchdowns. Not so fast, my friend. I do think Kyler Murray adds an element to this game with his shiftiness. We know that he can run the ball very effectively and he's hard to tackle just because he's so small. So I do think this is maybe going to be a closer game than people expect. But at the end, if we're talking about who I trust more, I think I'm still going to go with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to bet on Seattle here. And it's interesting how this line has shifted. It was Seahawks getting a point. Now they've gone through zero. Seahawks laying a point and a half. And again, they're at minus 125. But I feel like a couple things here. You know, in a short week, it's always difficult to decide or discern who has the advantage. But I think it's Seattle because when they played the Saints last week, like that game was 38-6 at the half. So Seattle didn't take off the second half, but they definitely rested a lot of their starters in the fourth quarter because they just didn't need to play. New Orleans is terrible, and so that break matters. It may not seem like it does. It definitely matters in the NFL. And also, if you look at the Cardinals' defense, they're banged up. Will Johnson is questionable. Darren Hall questionable as well. Hakeem Davis-Gaither at linebacker may not go. And that's not even to speak of the offense, where James Conner is out for the season for the Cardinals. So not only are they weak in the secondary, one of their biggest offensive players is out for this game. And also, I feel like that the market still doesn't respect Sam Darnold. He's one of the highest-rated quarterbacks over 3 weeks in the NFL, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. I mean, the numbers don't jump off the page, but when you hear the name Sam Darnold, what immediately comes to mind? You're like, ew, I don't know. I think we need to accept the fact that he is a good quarterback. I think he's going to pass a lot tonight. I think he can have success. And this is a really short price, so I am going to be on the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think that's the way I'm leaning. I'm not sure if it makes the official card for me, but let's dive into the total for a second, because I think this is a trickier handicap, at least for me. Because you look at both these teams, and they have been playing in a lot of low-scoring affairs. And I'll say this about both of their defenses, because I already mentioned the fact that the Seahawks have been very stingy against the run when it comes to yards per carry. But this Cardinals defense deserves some credit for holding Christian McCaffrey to 52 yards on 17 carries. Yeah. And maybe it's just a matter of the Niners offensive line not being as good anymore, because Christian McCaffrey didn't have a great statistical game against the Seahawks as well. But Jenks, do you have a feeling on this total? I feel like this is one where I don't really have a side.
I would lean to the under, but I don't really like the total at all. Like, I can't. I think I know. Here's the thing. If you look at the trends, primetime unders have hit at a 60% clip over the last few years. Primetime unders are generally the way to go. And the Seahawks have not allowed more than, 17 points a game this season. But this is sort of a gut thing. It feels like an over game to me. It feels like a game where maybe Seattle takes advantage of the Cardinals' secondary and the Cardinals have to play from behind, which is going to mean Kyler Murray tossing it around or running the football. But I don't necessarily like to go on just feel. Every now and then I will. You know, sometimes that's the way to go. You see something or you just have a gut play and you want to go with it. For here, I think it's an under game, but then that sort of goes against how I feel like the game flow is going to go. So I'm probably just going to stay away from this.
Yeah, I can't make a solid case for it. And if I can't make a solid logic-based case on something,
right,
it's not going to be a play for me on this show. I do think there are some solid angles when it comes to props, though. When you're looking at somebody who could have a breakout game just simply because of the usage, you got to look at Cardinals running back Trey Benson.
Yep.
Simply because James Conner is no longer a part of the equation. For the run game for the Cardinals, he was carted off the field. Last game, he's going to be out for the season. So in steps Trey Benson here. And I will say, defensively, the matchup is tough. Again, the Seahawks have been very stingy against the run. So maybe the way you play him is either an anytime touchdown, which I believe you can get at plus money, or you play him in the receiving game, because he was pretty heavily involved, or at least, for a running back in the past two games, with targets of 6 and 4, 4 catches for 30 yards in that game against Carolina, and 3 catches for only 9 yards, though, against the Niners. But it should be noted that now that James Conner is out of the mix, he should be more heavily involved in this offense. So I do think there is room for growth when it comes to Trey Benson. So again, you can play him to score a touchdown, or I think you play him in the receiving game, because statistically speaking, from a fantasy football standpoint, the Seahawks have given up the most receiving yards to opposing running backs of any team in the NFL. But they also did face Christian McCaffrey, who is kind of a curve breaker. So maybe you don't take as much away from that, but I do think those are two solid plays.
Yeah, I like that as well. And Benson was a guy they immediately fed last week after James Conner left, and I hated seeing that. Hated seeing him get carted off the field. But he's got some explosiveness, too. I mean, they drafted him out of Florida State because of that. He's averaging 6 yards a carry, and he was getting fed even with James Conner in the lineup. They were making sure to ensure that he got his carry. So once they get in the red zone, I think Kyler is going to be a threat. I think Benson is going to be a threat. And again, when you have a guy who's not a big name, you can tend to find some value there. So him at plus money, and he's going to be their primary back, I really like that play a lot.
Yeah, and I love a good target share king, somebody who's going to get a lot of chances. That guy tonight is going to be Jaxon Smith-Njigba. If you talk about targets, this guy has been the reigning king, it feels like, of the NFL. 13 targets, 10 targets, 6 targets, which should be noted that was a blowout game against New Orleans, so you didn't really have to throw it nearly as much. Maybe this game is a little closer, but look at his yardage. 124, 103, 96. So when you look at his prop tonight, it's 79.5. You're like, wow, that's a really high number. But he's gone way over this in several, in all of his games. So I just think that the high-end potential is still there, and he's the long ball guy as well. Longest receptions of 40, 43, and 45 yards. So somebody fully capable of breaking off a huge play at any given moment. Jaxon Smith-Njigba still feels like a very trustworthy play for me, even at 79.5.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice. You really like that play a lot. That's going on the card, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
If not that play, it's going to be a part of a same-game parlay where you dumb it down. You're like, okay, JSN, 60-plus receiving yards, and add it to other things. Because, like, he's not going to be shut out, it feels like, of this offense. Unless he gets hurt, which we've seen that before, when I'm like, oh, CeeDee Lamb, target share king. And then he gets hurt in the first quarter. So, Jenks, hopefully that does not happen here.
Yeah, that was just a bad break. I mean, Lord, you've had a few of those bets that have come up, like, missing by the hook. I mean, right there. So when we started the show, we were talking about how, you know, that whole Jordan Davis, I don't want to say controversy, but Mike Florio was saying, oh, that's because of the spread. You know, you should have just, you know, this is affecting the game. Jordan Davis should have been aware of the spread, and that's why he ran it back, because, you know, he just wanted to make sure the Eagles cover whatever that nonsense was. But the whole point is, look, the numbers are always very sharp in the NFL, which is why you can make a prop bet. And yeah, a couple times, it's the hook. It'll get you every single time. I do think, I mentioned Sam Darnold. I don't know why I'm such a Sam Darnold stan all of a sudden, but I feel like his passing yardage prop is low. It's 219 and a hook right now. I would go over his touchdown total, which is 1.5. Or I like over his yardage prop just because that Cardinals secondary is so banged up. The Cardinals are very good up front. So Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker III might have some success. They've been very good. But that's the teeth. That's the strength of the Arizona defense, is their defensive front. So if Seattle is going to move the ball, they're going to have to throw it, which goes along with your Smith-Njigba pick as well. Like Darnold going over, Smith-Njigba going over, because I think they attack Arizona where they are weakest, and right now they are weakest in the secondary.
Yeah, I just think passing props can just be tricky sometimes. It's not really like, it's one of those things you have to bet it to kind of see it, because a lot of the yardage will come like at the end of the half and at the end of the game if there's like a 2-minute drill and they need to get down the field quickly. Because a lot of times, like, if the run's working, which again, like, you should give some credit to the Cardinals defense for bottling up Christian McCaffrey, and maybe that's going to be the case tonight, but I do think we still see the Seattle rush attack like in some capacity. And a lot of this depends on if it is a close game. You know, if the Seahawks start to run away with this game, I don't see them, you know, continuing to rely on Sam Darnold to sling it. So I think I'm going to stick with the receiving prop there. But if we are talking about X factors and quarterbacks, I talked about this when we're talking about our game handicap. Kyler Murray and his legs. You know, we know he is a shifty runner. And I'm looking at his prop tonight. For carries, it's 5.5. Juice the over at minus 145. It's a little juicy, but he's gone over this number in every single game this season. Seven carries, six carries, with at least 30 yards rushing in every single game. I think he is too big of a weapon for the Cardinals not to use him. And especially when the Seahawks are so good against their run when it comes to traditional, you know, running backs, that I feel like this is a way that the Cardinals exploit this defense. And plus, like, he's one of your best players on the field. I know Kyler Murray is not one of those quarterbacks that people love to get credit, but, like, you'll see a run. And we've seen it in these past few games. He had a 30-yard run against the Panthers and, you know, had 32 yards. So keep in mind that some of these rushing props, you can go backwards as a quarterback. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the carries instead of the yards.
I'm going to go yards here. And we've seen this number move. It finally sort of reached a threshold and came back. His rushing yard prop opened at 26 and a hook, and then yesterday hit 29 and a hook. I was looking at it yesterday. It was juiced to the under. Now it's back at 28 and a half. But ultimately, I think two things here. Number one is Kyler Murray is averaging a little more than 34, 35 yards on the ground every game this season. And also, I think it's going to go into the game plan tonight. You mentioned how good Seattle is at stopping the run against traditional running backs. I think now with James Conner out, especially in prime time, the Cardinals are going to build into their game plan ways to get Kyler Murray loose, because he's had a couple of highlight runs this season where, I mean, mean, he's all over the field. He looks like he's a video game, and he looks like he's faster than he's been in a long time. And also, they're just going to need him. Like, I think Trey Benson is going to get his carries because he's got a feeling for James Conner, but I don't think they're going to feed him like 20, 25 times. I think it's going to be a mixture of Benson. I think it's going to be a mixture of Kyler taking off on maybe design runs. And we all know he can scramble, so maybe it's a little bit riskier, but I'm going to go over his rushing yardage prop.
It's wild that we've talked about this game for the entire segment and we haven't mentioned Cooper Kupp. It's wild to me the decrease in his production. And I understand he's not getting the targets like he used to, and JSN is the number one receiver there. But, like, he was once the winner of the Triple Crown. Like, this guy was incredible for the Rams, and that's not that far behind us. So maybe he's the X factor in this game. Wasn't much of a factor against the Niners, only had 2 catches for 15 yards. But I will say this, against the Steelers, 7 catches on 9 targets for 90 yards. And this is somebody who's very easy to root for. Like, I like the fact that he is a very technically sound receiver. He's not the most physically imposing, but he's worked really hard on the technical part of the footwork and, you know, reading the defenses. So I'll be rooting personally for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, and I think he's a great fit for this offense. He's clearly not a number one anymore, but he's a guy you can trust. He's a veteran guy, got great hands. So if you're a guy like Sam Darnold and you have a home run threat in Jaxon Smith-Njigba, then you have a guy in Cooper Kupp, which if you need him, you know he's going to be there and make a play. Coming up next, why Micah Parsons is licking his chops for Sunday Night Football. That is next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up on the show, we'll dip into our survivor pool and tell you who we're selecting this week as we try and stay alive. You know what I've been doing recently to help myself fall asleep is taking magnesium, which I know sounds really odd because I never really sleep well because we have to get up early and I always force myself to go to bed early. And I've tried, all sorts of stuff, actually. But this is the one thing I think is actually working. And I did a lot of research. It's like, oh, try this. And I ordered a couple bottles off of Amazon and tell you what, I'm not waking up every morning like, wow, it's 4 o'clock, amazing. But I'm sleeping a lot better, so it's been helpful.
I've heard of that. I can't remember if I have taken it before. it doesn't, I've heard it doesn't necessarily help you fall asleep, but it improves the quality of your sleep.
Yeah.
So you still, like, for me, I think I had taken it before, but I still need melatonin to fall asleep.
Oh, okay.
So it's about making the right cocktail of drugs.
I can't take melatonin. I've tried it, and it just, like, I have the wildest dreams. Like, wild.
Mm.
Like, talking in my sleep. I'm, like, kicking in my sleep. I've tried little doses, bigger, it doesn't matter. I'm like, whatever it is about melatonin, I just cannot. I've tried it, and I know it works for a lot of people, clearly works for you, but for me, it's just like a no-go.
Well, I take the kids' melatonin, so it's like half a milligram. So I think if you, like, microdose it, isn't that like a buzzword now?
Yeah.
If you microdose it, maybe the effects are different. I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to start microdosing melatonin then. Who knew?
Mm-mm.
Chelsea, so you're going to want to stay up late. No sleeping on Sunday because we get Packers and Cowboys. The Packers are laying 7 in Dallas. And, of course, this is the Micah Parsons revenge game. So this quote came out a couple days ago, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because it is a great quote. And Micah Parsons was asked about what it will be like to try and sack Dak Prescott.
And what if you get that opportunity? I know you will want to with Dak. What would that feel like?
You know, it's gonna be painful.
Oh my God. Mm. If I'm Dak Prescott, that's something that would keep me up at night right there. Like, you can take 8 melatonins and I'd still be eyes wide open, like, Mike is coming after me and it's gonna be painful. I would hate, oh my God, I would not want to be Dak this week because you know Mike is coming and he's coming every play and he's not gonna stop and he's gonna get his revenge.
Ah, he's going to have to join the Seeing Ghost support group along with Tua Tagovailoa, who's constantly like just looking over his shoulder. But do you really want to feed into this? Because my first thought was like, Roger Goodell hears this and like, oh, that's going to be a roughing the passer penalty. Because like, you can take him down, but like, you don't need to hurt him. And like, Dak wasn't the person who was negotiating your contract. So like, that is weird to me as well. Like, so I guess maybe they weren't friendly teammates? Or is he just taking out his anger on Dak that he probably should be using on Jerry Jones?
I think he's just taking it. It's projecting. That's what he's doing. You know? When he looks at Dak, he just hears, I thought we had a handshake deal. He's like, no, we didn't. You know, and gonna take him down. he's just going to make a point. What's that?
Like, it's not Dak's fault, though.
No, I mean, it's
not in charge of the contracts.
No, it's not Dak's fault. But if you're Micah, you can't go to the sideline and sack Jerry Jones. I mean, you could try, but Jerry's probably going to be safe. You can give it a shot, maybe. I mean, if you're going to get a penalty, go for it. But the only way Micah Parsons can take it out on Jerry Jones is by performing on the football field. And what does that mean? It means pressuring Dak. It means being all over Dak. It means sacking Dak. It means standing up after a sack while half the people at the stadium at AT&T are cheering because they still love you and half of them are booing because you're no longer a member of the team. Like, they're going to be conflicted because they love Micah. They didn't want to see Micah go. I did not want to see Micah go. And I think the only way for Micah to make that point is to take down the quarterback because that's what he does.
Yeah, I think we always preach about, like, taking the high road. But, like, that's not fun. I do love it when athletes get a little petty. Like, sometimes the high road is what you should do. But listen, this is the scope of entertainment. Mm-hmm. So I love it when these guys are petty. So go ahead and get your petty on, Micah. We love to see it.
Then let me ask you about this. You put this in the chat, which I think is interesting. I've heard this a little bit, but I think it's worth expanding on, which is that the Cowboys weren't crazy about Micah's pod.
No, they hated Micah Parsons' podcast because he would get on there and talk about all the things they did poorly and then give a lot, like a weird amount of credit to people that the Cowboys were supposed to hate. It started with just like regular players hating it, and we know that Malik Hooker went on a podcast and basically ripped Micah to shreds when he left because he was like, why is this guy podcasting when we can't stop the run? And then he's making jokes about us not being able to stop the run. He's like, that's kind of your job here. But there was a report that said that anger went all the way up the food chain to the quarterback, obviously being Dak Prescott. So he was not happy about it, allegedly, and I can't imagine why. I mean, he praised every single other quarterback in the NFC East except for Dak Prescott last year.
Interesting.
And then Dak's brother and his brother got in it on social media. So they're not exactly the best of friends.
Oh, I didn't know about the brothers getting into it. That runs deep.
Hmm. I love how podcasting has become like an angle on some of these players because so many people do it. And it's wild because like you can't criticize one and not criticize others because everybody's like, oh, the Kelce brothers have a great podcast. Like Travis Kelce's still playing in the NFL, but yeah. It is a podcast that I listen to. I tried to listen yesterday because they had Leonardo DiCaprio and like Benicio Del Toro, but it was basically just like a PR podcast where they talked about their movie the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, boring. I didn't want to hear that.
Jake took out your earbuds, was like, here, listen to this about the Ryder Cup. Listen to this. You're going to love this. Check it out.
Here's Brandel Chambly. No.
You're not going to believe what Brandel has to say.
He hates Brandel Chambly, yeah. For the record. But
well, let's find out what everyone else has to say when it comes to our Survivor picks and take a dip in the pool.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, here we go. I think we all won last week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we did. No. Dylan. Oh, yeah. I'm getting the thumbs down from Dylan. He had the Ravens. So.
No, I took the Packers.
Oh, yeah. The Packers. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, against the Browns?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a
God.
Tough one.
Sorry.
Yeah, tough out here. Yeah, bad one.
That's a tough out right there. Okay. Well, you know what? It's new week. Survivor pool time. I'll get things started. Speaking of the Browns, are the Browns going to win two straight? No, they are not. They are in Detroit taking on the Lions. Okay, sure. Letdown spot for the Lions. But Lions back at home, Ford Field, the turf. They're laying 10 points against the Brownies, and we saw how physical Detroit is at the line of scrimmage. They got their mojo back on offense. Not a problem. 3-0 so far in the Survivor Pool. Let's go Lions over the Browns.
Let's go Lions. All right, so I'm going to pick another top team against a bottom feeder team, and so I'm going with the Bills over the Saints. I don't know if it was my turn, but I jumped in there. Sorry.
Sure.
All right, so we're going Bills over the Saints. Like, it's the Saints. Have you seen the Saints play football? Last week, they got absolutely blown to smithereens by the Seahawks, 44-13. And now this game is in Buffalo. So I understand, like, maybe the only knock on the Bills is the fact that they kept it close with another bottom feeder in the Dolphins. But, like, in the fourth quarter, were you really nervous that Josh Allen wasn't going to get the job done? No. So, even though the Bills' defense has their flaws, I still think they get the job done at home against the Saints.
You're asking me if I've seen the Saints play football? No. I'm still waiting.
The answer is no.
I'm still waiting for the Saints to play football. Whenever they want to show up and play, you guys let us know. All right, there. God, look at the handsome on this screen. Big, burly, and beautiful. Double D, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning. I'm taking the Fighting Jim Harbaughs, the Chargers, over the Giants. I think this is, once again, Jackson Dart, I think, is an upgrade from Russell Wilson, but he's also a rookie quarterback. I think he will make mistakes during this game. I think the Chargers will bring a lot of pressure. And I don't know if that Giants defense can stop what's coming at them with the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh.
Fair. Okay, who is next on the pool? Let's bring in Dylan.
So, yeah, I'm not going to sink alone this week. Chelsea, I'm joining on your
bandwagon. Oh, thanks.
You're the problem. This is a massive spread for a reason. You have Buffalo, who's one of the best teams in the NFL, versus the Saints, who's one of the worst. That's just a typical guide that I use for Survivor. Didn't work out last week, but hoping to bounce back this week.
God. But this is at least a home game. Was that game in Cleveland? It was, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that goes against my standards, is I like to take teams that are at home. So we got this, Dylan. We good.
I always bet on teams sponsored by Dude Wipes. That's when you go in on the Brownies last week. What do they call them? Alpha Dog uniforms? Wasn't that the official name
Alpha
of
Dogs.
The uniform? All Browns? Okay.
Worked last weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they'll work after that. I'm going to go to the bottom of the barrel. I'm going to take a matchup of two teams that are 0-3 and pray that these two silly geese don't jump in the pond of ties. I'm taking the Texans over Chelsea's Titans. If the Texans have any hope of being a playoff team, which I don't know that they do at this point, but if they want to keep that idea alive, they better win. They can't start 0-4, and the Titans have not been very good. Chelsea knows this. We all know this. I like Cam Ward, but outside of him, they don't really have a lot going on that roster. If the Texans can't beat them, they got to fire that whole team into the sun.
Oh, Texans have been bad. Like, why is C.J. Stroud regressing the way that he has? He looks like, I mean, remember he came on, it was, oh my God, and that was the comparison for Jaden Daniels, which was, oh my God, look what C.J. Stroud did. Look what C.J. Stroud did, and now he looks like a different quarterback.
Well, yeah, because his offensive line's not good. Like, last year, they gave up the second most sacks of any offensive line in the league, and this year, he's running for his life again. So, like, maybe he's not as good, but it's also a team thing as well. And as far as the Titans go, like, yeah. I'm officially dead inside. Like, if there's ever a year to beat the Texans, this would be it. But I can't trust our head coach to know the rules or manage a game at halftime, you know, to make the right calls with 2 minutes left in the half to where we're not giving the other team points. So, like, I don't know if I'd pick, you know, the Texans in Survivor, but, like, the Titans are an absolute disaster. Like, they are calling for Brian Callen to be fired in, like, the next 2 weeks.
It's wild. Three games in. So, which team is in the biggest danger of losing this week? Bills are going to win. Come on.
The Texans.
Is it the Texans?
It'll be the one game where Cam Ward plays out of his mind. All of the whole narrative is about how Callahan can't do his job, about how they stink. I mean, we just had that conversation. Watch, he's going to turn around and go for, like, 350 yards and two tutties. And C.J. Stroud's going to have 118 yards.
Is there a possibility that the Giants with Jackson Dart could surprise us here? I'm not picking on you, Doubly. I don't think this is going to happen. But you know how it is with a team getting a spark with a guy who has a live arm and there's not a lot of film on him from the NFL and he comes in. That's not going to happen. Not against Haba, right?
It's okay, Jenks. We're just going, we're regressing like every C.J. Stroud here and going back to what we did last year, fading Dykstra. It's cool. I'm okay with it. It happens. No, there is some concern there because I do think, and I think you've said this too, I do think Jackson Dart is the future of that team. Mm-hmm. I think he is that good. His placement on balls. I mean, if anyone's happy right now, it should be Malik Nabers going, I have a quarterback. Oh, yay. So it could happen. I just don't know if that defense is ready for what Justin Herbert's going to bring because he looks unconscious right now.
Dylan, what do you think? Chime on in here, man. Is it me, the Lions, or are the doo-doo Browns going to show up and do something here?
No, I gotta kind of agree with Denton, even though he was kind of self-sabotaging right there. But I think the Titans could be live in this if Cam Ward plays well. I mean, he's kind of made some boneheaded mistakes so far, so I don't feel great about the Titans, but yeah, if I were to pick on one, I'd say the Texans, and C.J. Stroud just stumbles yet again.
That's fair.
Yeah, no. We're not putting this on Cam Ward. We are not putting this on Cam Ward because he has been good. The problem has been the coaching and the fact that Calvin Ridley has the dropsies.
He does.
Like, he was supposed to be the veteran receiver and the security blanket that Cam Ward could depend on, and now he has some of the worst drops and the most drops of any number one receiver in the league. So, like, you can blame a lot of things on the Titans, but do not blame this disaster of a season on Cam Ward.
There is the Titans' passion we've been searching for all year long. Don't you dare.
It's been here.
That's right. I was trying to find it because you went from I'm dead inside when it comes to the Titans to don't you dare take a shot at Cam. I knew it was in there somewhere. It's like Darth Vader trying to find, you know, trying to find the force in there. It's like, I know you have some good in you, Chelsea. I know you have some Titans passion in there somewhere. And we found it.
Well, I'm still dead inside for the team. The organization is a trash can. Okay. We have one good player.
Cam Ward. You have Cam Ward. Come on up next year on the show. Ooh, man. We've laid out our bets for Thursday Night Football. We've talked Survivor, but which one of those bets is going to make the official card? Find out next when we wrap things up here on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get back to the Daily Tip with Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Thursday morning. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Best bets coming your way in mere moments. Chelsea, oh my God, you have three bets on the card. I have six bets on the card, so we're going to get to those shortly. I don't think I asked you. It's time for an update on Blake. She had a game on Tuesday night, from what I understand. What'd she go, 2-for-3, stolen base? How'd it go?
Oh, on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think she got on base every time, but listen, like, nobody plays defense at age six. So, like, they cannot throw the ball to first. So, like, if you even make any type of connection, you're getting to first base. So, like, that's, like, I think everybody got on base, and I'm pretty sure they did not record a single out. So, like, I'm not electing her into the Hall of Fame yet, but we do have another game tonight, and I know she's really excited for it.
Oh, that's exciting. I got to get back on the athletic train. I got to work out or do something, man. I had to, like, take a break because I thought I injured my hernia again, re-injured it. And I was like, oh, my God. But I took a break. I'm good. I went to the doctor. I'm fine. I just have to be careful because I had surgery on that a few years ago. So I was like, He's like, no, you're okay. Just take a couple weeks off. You'll be good to go. But I got to get back in the gym or do something to be active. What about – I feel like you work out, what, 2-3 times a week? You're in the gym on a regular basis, I feel like.
2-3 times a week?
I don't know.
I'm there 5 to 6 days a week.
Oh.
And I've been doing that since I was like 9. So I think it's now such a, like, it's been such a long-running part of my life that
right.
It feels strange when I don't do it. So
right.
I'm one of those people that, like, I have, like, I don't know if this is called Stockholm Syndrome or, like, what it's called, to where I don't feel like it's a good workout until I almost die. To where
oh,
people are like, oh, just go for, like, a long walk. I'm like, no, that doesn't feel like a workout to me. So, like, if I'm not doing some type of, like, high-intensity exercise, it feels like a waste of time to me.
Yeah.
And I know I need to get off of that mindset because, like, I don't know, think about like 20 years down the road, like I'm probably not going to be able to do like high intensity sprints. But it's a mindset that I am working on.
Wow. I'm definitely not trying to work out until I die. Like, I may have a heart attack here. A couple more reps and I'll be done. I'm just happy to get in the gym. So maybe I'll do that later on today. Got a lot of work for tomorrow's show, but it's always fun because we get to talk football all show long. Before that, how about an episode of Bet Sweats? Bet Sweats coming up next. Joe, Bet Sweats. Joe, Sammy P, of course, they'll be along handing out their favorite plays for Thursday Night Football. Always love hearing what they have to say. Andy Molitor from Bet Spurts joins at 10 o'clock, and then Chuck Esposito is along at 11:20. All right, here we go. Loaded card, let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Okay, Chelsea, it is your time to shine. Where are you going?
Yeah, it's time to bet on another Target Share King, and his name is Jackson Smith and Jigba. If you're looking for somebody who is guaranteed to have a big part of this offense every single game, it's JSN. And you look at the targets here. In three games this year, he's had 13, 10, and 6 targets. If you're looking at the entirety of the NFL, it's tied for the 7th most in the league. So we know that Sam Darnold is going to be looking JSN's way. And plus, the high-end potential is certainly there, as he's had longest receptions of 40, 43, and 45. And here is his yardage, from the last three games. 124, 103, and 96. And I understand at some point the bubble is going to burst, but I don't think that 9 is tonight. I do think Sam Darnold slings it a bit. I think this game is maybe closer than people expect, and the line indicates that. You know, the Seahawks only a 1.5-point favorite, so I'm going to go JSN over 9.5 receiving yards for minus 140 over at BetMGM.
All right. Good luck on that. Like that play a lot because I think Sam Darnold's going to have a big night. I got a huge card, so I'm going to start in baseball. Early action, Reds on the money line against the Pirates. If you are playing at home or looking at it, I don't mind the Reds on the run line at plus money here, but I got them at 164. Juicy card today. Whatever. The Reds need this win. I can't imagine them getting swept by the Buccos. Braxton Ashcraft has been really good for the Buccos this season, 4-3, 2.62 ERA. He sort of split time between the bullpen and as a member of the starting rotation, but he's not going to go long in this game, and then the Reds' bats can get to that Pirates bullpen, one of the worst in the majors. Nick Lodolo goes for Cincinnati. He has an ERA of 2.74 when pitching away from Cincy, and the Reds just have to get this win. I think they do. Let's go Reds on the money line.
Ah, going with the Reds again.
Yeah.
All right, so for me, back to football, going to go with somebody who I feel like has a lot of room to grow in this offense, and that is Trey Benson, the running back for the Arizona Cardinals tonight. Over 19.5 receiving yards, not rushing yards, receiving yards, just because I think this is a very tough matchup on the ground for running backs, as we've seen, for Seattle giving up the third fewest yards per carry of any defense in the NFL. So I think the way that the Cardinals use Trey Benson in this one is to use him with his catches. And so 19.5 is the number tonight. He's gone over this in one game. But keep in mind, that's when James Conner was in the fold. He was the starting running back for the Cardinals. Now he's out for the season. So it's going to be the Trey Benson show tonight. And I think he gets some of those catches. And the matchup, again, looks really good on paper, at least. The Seahawks are giving up the most receiving yards to opposing running backs of any team in the NFL. So I do think that he goes over his receiving prop of 19.5. Next up, we're going to go with Kyler Murray using his legs tonight. 25-plus rush yards, you can get that for minus 147. This feels like it has a very stable floor because he's hit this in every single game this year. He's rushed for 32-plus in every single game, and the carries have been there as well. At least 6 carries in every game this year, and we know that Kyler Murray in prime time, I feel like when the stage and the spotlight is the brightest, he's going to will his team to a win, or at least try to. I don't know if the Cardinals win, but I do think Kyler Murray puts his team on his back and tries to run the ball a little bit. 25-plus rush yards is the play for minus 147.
All right. I'm going back to baseball here. Marlins, Phillies, over 8.5. Right now it's at 9. I played it over 9 as well. Here's the thing. Jansen Junk going up against Walker Buehler. Junk will give up runs. There is no question about it. Yeah, last time out against the Rangers, okay, fine. Seven innings of one-run baseball. That is not the norm. Before that, he had gone nine straight appearances with three runs or more, increasing his ERA by more than a run. Phillies bats always live at home. I expect him to struggle. Walker Buehler going for the Phillies. Looked okay since coming over from the Dodgers. Still an ERA over five this season. The wind is blowing out today at Citizens Bank Park. And at home, the Phillies are the third best over team in Major League Baseball. We're going 8.5. Mets at the Cubs. First seven under 6.5. It's minus 145. Here's the thing. You got Nolan McLean going for the Mets and Shota Imanaga going for the Cubbies. Now, Shota has been Shota, sort of. He's given up at least three runs in five straight starts. I think he gets hit here, but he'll often go into the sixth or seventh inning. He's very consistent in that way. I like the Mets on the first five money line. You can find that at minus 105 as well. Nolan McLean has been an absolute stud, and you're not getting the value on him, or you actually are getting the value because everyone's looking at Shota. Nolan McLean has been unbelievable during his seven starts this season, has not allowed more than two runs in a single start, and the wind is blowing straight in today at Wrigley. This should be a low-scoring game, first seven under 6.5. How about some Thursday night football? Seattle on the money line, minus 125. This line has switched. It opened with Seattle as a dog in this game. They were grabbing a point. Now they're a 1.5 favorite, so we've seen the money come in on the Seahawks. And the reason why is I just don't know how good this Arizona club is. They beat the Saints by a touchdown. Their defense is leaky enough that the Panthers almost came all the way back and beat them. And then last week, they got edged by a beat-up Niners team. The market still does not respect Sam Darnold. Four touchdowns, two picks. He can take shots down the field against this very weak and banged up Cardinals secondary. Again, James Conner out for the Arizona offense. I think Seattle wins tonight outright. So that's the play, Seattle on the money line. Also on Kyler Murray. Whew! More than 25 rushing yards. The original number set at 26.5. Went up to 29.5. Now back to 28.5. You want to play the over there. But worth the juice at over 25. I think we see a lot of design runs for Kyler tonight with Connor out of the lineup. The Cardinals have hinted as such. He's averaging more than 34 yards per game this season. He's hit this number in every game this season. So Kyler over 25 rushing yards. And finally, Army plus 5 at ECU. Anytime you have to face a service academy on a short week, I like the service academy. It's really difficult to prepare for that triple option that Army brings to the table. They are fourth nationally in running the football. ECU got pushed around by BYU last week, and Army could easily be undefeated right now. They've lost two of their games this season in overtime. This number got as high as 5.5 before we saw some buyback here. So let's go Army plus 5 at ECU. There we go.
Ah, important clarification. It's 25 plus yards. So, Jenks, if it lands on 25, you win your bet. So
yes.
Just so you know.
Yes, correct. 25 or more.
Those yards matter.
Yes.
People are like, 1 yard doesn't matter. It absolutely matters.
No question. So. You can hit it as long as it's 25 or more. We still cash, and that's the important thing. All right, Donkster, get on in here, buddy, because we got to find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats after we talk to you.
Why isn't anyone talking about the magazine cover that I'm on?
I'm afraid to ask.
Go to your local newsstand and pick up this month's edition of Jugs.
Donkster,
here's the caption. Friends and insiders talk to Jugs about how the former model captured the heart of a country and became the most talked about donkey in sports.
Former model?
I showed some pictures of myself.
That's not modeling. Do you have a bet?
I do. Marvin Harrison Jr. over 46.5 receiving yards.
Oh, good job. Actual prop bet. Don't want to see that from you. Well, Bet Sweats hung us out to dry once again. Thumbs down. Nothing doing. Stuffed at the goal line. Oh, four straight attempts from the one. Not getting in.
It's fine. We've been through this before. And plus, we have 45 seconds to go. We don't need them anyway. I was thinking to myself, they've got to get a cameo from Mike Tyson to be like, Beth Sweats, right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Can't you pay for cameos?
Beth Sweats. Except he would just speak normally. Like, we do it with the lisp intentionally. you would just talk, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They got to pay for that. Put that on the docket.
How much would a Mike Tyson cameo cost? I wonder. We got to look that up. I'm going to get a cameo. $2.50 for every cameo. I feel like I'm stealing money.
Ah.
Yeah, that's good to it. For us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Hope you all have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.